Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. And now, play ball. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Stillwell reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Stillwell scores. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brett strikes out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Jacoby scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brad Wellman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wellman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires to first and has Wellman trapped. There's the throw to Bell, who tags Wellman for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stillwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tartabull. Upshaw moves to third. Hall moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to second. One out. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wellman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wellman strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to second. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Franco applying the tag. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Brad Wellman. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Quirk moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stillwell is hit by the pitch. Quirk moves to third. Eisenreich moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk scores. Eisenreich scores. Stillwell moves to third. It's Royals, 3. Indians, 3. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Pecotin now playing second base. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter bunts towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Carter steals second. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and has Carter trapped. There's the throw to Pecota and over to Seitzer, who tags Carter for the out. Snyder moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hall is walked intentionally. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stilwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scotty Madison pinch runs for Bo Jackson. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Quirk bunts towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Franco covering, for the out. Madison moves to second. One out. Bill Lasky now pitching. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pecota strikes out. Two outs. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Kurt Stilwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stilwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Stilwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Scotty Madison now playing left field. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive towards first. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pecota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 4 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 4 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Brett moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 5-3, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Quirk hits a line drive into left field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Seitzer scores. Madison moves to third. Quirk moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Mel Hall. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Dave Clark. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Steve Farr now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allenson hits a line drive towards short. Stillwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Jay Bell. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pecota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.